Hello, it's Alice Arnold here. Welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast. My guest this week is the very lovely Rosalie Craik. Rosalie Craik. Rosie, everyone calls you Rosie.
Rosie, yeah.
Shall I call you Rosie rather than Rosalie? You've just had physio, so you're all a bit like, woo.
You see the big old circle in my face,
Was it working on you to keep you going for this phenomenal performance in Company?
Just pummel you back into shape for the show,
yes. Because you're playing Bobby in Company, obviously. So there was this big thing that Bobby is usually played by a man. And see, I find it quite dull to even discuss this now because everyone has discussed it.
Fine,
and,
let's not go there.
Bobby's played by a woman, and it's just like, what? Yeah.
New piece, whatever, we've moved on.
But I said to Johnny, it was more, so I had to look up that his part was played by a woman, and now he's played by a man. And no one talked about it.
Yeah,
and
isn't
that's because we have a gay couple. Isn't it interesting? That's the only interesting thing about this.
About this whole show, that's it.
No. About the gender change debate is that the one people talk about is, it's a woman playing the lead. Whereas, it's a gay couple now singing the song about getting married, which actually is a much more recent thing marriage. And no one raises an eyebrow about that. Even cares about it. And yet they make a big old thing about a woman in the lead part.
There you go. That is our world, isn't it?
I know.
I don't get it. Do you?
No, I don't get it at all.
And also, loads of the other couples have swapped round as well.
Yeah.
Men are, the couples have swapped around from the dynamic in there, and that's never talked about either.
No.
But that's fine. But honestly, people
you
say
must
to me,
be
I'm much,
talking
I
about
much
it.
Prefer it being a girl, and I'm just like, what do I say? Of course, I do too.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
Because it's your part.
But also, I think it's much more relevant, and I can't imagine it being told any other way. And also, I've been working on it for so long, for over 2 years with Marianne.
Yeah, tell me how that all sort of started then, because she came to you or you were in collaboration with her. How did the sort of beginning of this production happen?
Well, she set up her own company with Chris Harper, and he had twins, and they were very premature. And he was going to the hospital back and forth, and he kept listening to the soundtrack of Company and the song Being Alive specifically, and he said to Marianne, he rang her up and said, look, I really would like to do this in our new company. Sorry, I keep using the word company.
I know, we have to talk about the company in a minute.
Company. And she said, absolutely not, that's the worst idea I've ever heard. And then she went away and thought about it and went, actually, I do think there's something there. And then I was working at the National at the same time as her, and we'd done The Light Princess together at the National.
That's right, which you won a big award for.
I won an award for that, yes.
You did?
Yeah,
yes.
I did.
Yes.
That was nice.
You did.
And then I'd done the production before in Sheffield, where I played the character of Marta, which it was then, which was one of the girlfriends, which are now the boyfriends. And she said to me, what do you think of it being a girl? And I went, and I genuinely thought she was just asking me because I'd done it before and we're friends, and I was like, well, I'll have a think about it, I'll read it overnight, and then I remember walking away from her thinking, oh my god, that's an amazing idea. And then we live on the same train line, we just kept talking about it every time we'd travel the same way home, kept talking about it. She was saying, well, I think about Joanne and who I get for Joanne, all this kind of stuff. And then probably we had a coffee and had a chat about the script, and we're all trying to hide the script underneath things when people walk past. And eventually I said, so how exciting, who are you going to get for Bobby? And she was like, you idiot!
She didn't say... I don't know if you heard that. That was the call for this evening's physical warm-up, which Rosie's not going to bother
with. I won't
be
making that.
She's
not going to do that. That's fine, I'll link
that. She's had physio, she doesn't need to. She doesn't need to go to the physical warm-up. Anyway, oh, golly. Where were we? Yeah, so she didn't say, I might see you for an audition.
No, she very kindly didn't do that, although...
Let you go through that.
Exactly, thank God. That's the worst bit about the job.
Yes.
The worst.
Especially if it's a friend directing or something, and then you think, well, then if I don't, then where's the friendship gone? That would be awful.
And also, when you're in the room with them, trying to be...
Yeah.
Just not acknowledge the fact that you're friends, but, oh... Luckily, we didn't have to go through that on this.
No, so she just said, "I want you're doing it.
You're doing it.
We're going to make it happen."
And we had to get Sondheim to say that's okay.
Yeah, now, so tell me more about how that happened with him.
So, we did... Joel, who's the musical director, we went to his house, and for about 3 days we worked on the songs and the script, just me, Marianne and Joel, and we kept working through it. And every time we come to a song, she'd go, "Oh, I don't know whether it works, does it work?" And then we were, because they were about to go out and see Sondheim at his house and talk through doing it and why they wanted to do it, so she was getting all of her ammunition and everything ready to go out there and just sort of say, these are the reasons why I want to do this. And you know, we were very honest about it and saying, I don't think this really works. And even then I was saying it would be difficult just to imagine Bobby as a woman saying to her best friend who's a girl, why don't we get married? Not because of any, there's no, I just didn't feel like Bobby was a bisexual or was wanting to be a lesbian, not for any other reason, that I just didn't think that it worked in the story. And we workshopped it as well with a girl, and it was just one of those moments, because the big song called Marry Me a Little comes out of it, and it's supposed to be a real dilemma for Bobby. And up until when Marianne was auditioning, she was auditioning women for the part of Amy, and she just kept saying, it's just not, you know, she was singing with these brilliant people, and she was like, it's just not right. And then she got Johnny in, obviously he's brilliant, and she just went, that's it. Mm-hmm. But I've digressed. So basically, we worked on all these things in Joel's flat, on all these ideas, and they flew out to see Sondheim and said, what do you think? And he went, I don't know, actually, I'm really not sure. So she came back and I was like, oh my God, no, did he say no? She said, well, not quite, but I was like, we've got to do a workshop. And he'll have to come over and watch it, surely we've, and obviously she thought that way before I had.
Mm-hmm.
So we did do a workshop for a week, and with some of the same cast, amazing actors, and we filmed it, and they sent it over there, and then we had to sit tight.
Ooh, that must have been tense.
It was horrendous. Oh. It was just like phone underneath a table at a function like that. Please ring me. Please call me. And then eventually he did say yes, but not without, you know. And then there was the question of, when are we going to do it? And then we postponed it, and it just felt like we were never going to get here. And of course we did.
But here you are.
Yeah.
And so when did you know in rehearsal, or did you not know till the first? Well, you must have known before the first night, because you must have known at previews that. I mean, I always think an actor knows when they're in a turkey, and they know when they're in something that's really, really good.
You hope, though, don't you?
So when did you know that you were in an absolute hit?
Oh, my God, I don't know. I mean, it's nice to hear
that. You must have known before
that.
The first night, surely.
No! Oh, my God.
Because the word on the street, before I came to the first night, was, it's amazing, it's amazing. I kept saying, and I know people aren't allowed to review it officially, but, you know, everyone was saying, it is a fantastic production. Well, and then, of course, on the first night, it was just like, well, it is phenomenal production.
Well, that was insane. I don't know how to describe that feeling. I mean, all of us the next day went to a note session with Marianne, and all of us were just... I've never felt that in a theatre. Marianne said she's never known anything like it. It was something that I'll never, ever forget, because we're so proud of it and we love it so much, and that sometimes means that it's rubbish. And it sometimes means that you're in love with something and everyone hates it. And you're
you
like,
do
oh,
go
no.
to first nights and you think, this is packed with everybody's friends and they're all giving a standing ovation, and frankly...
It's not good.
No.
And it's a sympathy
phone. We've all
phone.
Been to
yeah.
lots of those.
We've all we been have. In them.
Yeah. Yes, we have. Yeah. But this was, it was magical. And it there was a real electricity about it.
Yeah.
And because the big song that you do, Being Alive, it doesn't come till the end. You know, I mean, it's the last thing that happens. You go, oh, my word. After all that build up, then we get that.
Oh, I'm
and
so...
And it is just hits you, like, because it's the most phenomenal song
It's an incredible song.
And to have that, and, you know, and you sing it so beautifully and with such passion, and it's just...
Thank you.
Yes, just the memory of it.
Yeah.
Now, what's your favourite part of the show? Doesn't have to be a bit you're in.
Well, I'm sort of there for all of it, really.
I know, it happens around you. It does, doesn't it? Yeah. It all the everything happens around you. A sort of you're sort of like a stillness in the middle of
yeah, just
chaos,
watching it.
Really.
She's a watcher. Yeah, she watches it all happen. Do you know, every time we get to a scene, I feel this genuinely every day, and I'm not just saying it. I really, it's quite rare that in a show that you enjoy every moment, there's not a scene that comes up or a song and I think, oh no.
This bit.
And there always is. And there's always a bit where you think, oh, I hate this bit, or I wish they'd cut this scene or this song. And every time, because like you say, everything happens around Bobby, and I feel like the whole set and all the characters come to meet her, that it's just gorgeous, because then I go, oh, it's this bit.
Yeah.
It genuinely, and then I was just saying earlier today that it's amazing because it goes so quickly for me, because every time I get to a scene I think, oh, it's that brilliant scene with Dickie and Jen, oh, that's brilliant, oh, that's a great scene, I love this bit, oh, it's the days that, you know, and then that act one's done,
yeah,
and then I think, oh, it's act two, I'm looking forward to doing that scene with Richard and then Patty, and you know.
So you've done, oh, I know, I was going to ask, you were commissioned a few years ago, doing my research, to write a play about motherhood.
Yes.
What happened to that? Where is that?
Well, we did, Michelle Terry and I did.
Did you do it?
We did a little part of it at the Dunmar.
Oh, you did?
Yes, we did. And then we were about to write the next load of it, and she became the artistic director of the Globe. And I started doing the Ferryman. And we haven't not said that we're not going to do it. It's just on the shelf because both of our children are nearly two now. But I think it's an exploration that we want to talk about, not just the at first we were very passionate about talking the initial stages of motherhood, but now from our conversations I think we want to do it just about the long journey of it, rather than it's so hard at the beginning, actually just talking about what it is. And I'm sure we've got lots of different things we want to say about it now, but yeah, we're still doing
that's,
it.
That's still bubbling under.
Yeah.
So you just mentioned the ferryman there. But, I mean, it's not been a bad year for you, has it? Let's face it.
It's all right, isn't it? You know, we're getting by.
Do you think you just pick... Well, obviously, this project was conceived by you as well. But the ferryman... I mean, are you just good at picking good things to be in?
No.
Do you think that's just what's happening
just
now? You're just going to hit... Oh, another hit. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Yeah, just put me... No. Yeah. No, I think it's an absolute fluke, actually.
Do you?
Well, I don't know. It's just hopefully.
But two in a row. It's
two in a row.
It's going well. Yeah. I was going to say that it's hard to imagine after this that there is what your dream role might be in musical theatre, because you're kind of doing it, presumably.
Oh, absolutely. But, and some, yeah.
Yeah. If it, but let's just say it wasn't.
Oh God.
Make one up. What would be
make
your,
one up?
Well, what would be your dream role next?
Anything with Marianne Elliott.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's
because I just don't. I'm one of those. I find it really difficult to come up with projects, because I suppose when you talked about the ferryman and this, I never thought that I'd do either. I didn't even know there could be a thing. So I guess I don't really know until someone says, "What about this?" I don't covet roles, or I don't sit there thinking, oh, "I wish I could play this part or that part." I think about it more in terms of who I'd like to work with, or in sort of which theatre I'd like to work at, or trying to get on the telly, you know, stuff like that. But rather than I'd like to play that part.
Do you want to get on the telly more?
That would be ideal, really, yeah.
Would it?
It'd be nice.
What, more than live theatre?
Well, oh, no, I love it both.
But I suppose with a small child, then it's easier to do telly, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know either. It would just nice. It would be lovely to be able to do it all, really.
Yeah.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
You're going in the right direction there. I think okay. You'll be all right, Rosalie Craik,
okay.
Who's got to go to your vocal warm-up and don't want to stop you doing that. Thank you very, very much for doing our podcast.
It's a real pleasure.
That was the Musicals and Theatre podcast, and if you enjoyed that, then why not subscribe? It's absolutely free to our channel on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also hear me every weekend morning from 6 till 10 on Mellow Magic.